Sermon News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has ended his bid to become House Speaker after failing to secure the votes to win the gavel.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. He'd been furiously working to secure votes after being nominated by a majority of his colleagues, but after hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him. Scalise was trying to peel off more than 100 votes, mostly from those who backed his chief rival, Jim Jordan, who announced he was no longer in the running and had tossed his vote to Scalise. But many hardliners are taking their cues from Donald Trump and have dug in for a prolonged fight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Leaders on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee say they'll introduce a bipartisan resolution in support of Israel next week. Bob Agnew reports.
Committee Chairman Ben Cardin of Maryland and ranking Republican member James Risch of Idaho say now is the time to show resolve in the face of the Hamas attack on Israel. Cardin writes in a statement that what he calls Hamas's brazen acts of terrorism against civilians must be met with a united response that strongly underscores America's unwavering support for the people of Israel. The resolution is expected to pass easily by unanimous consent. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Israeli military prepared for a possible ground offensive invasion in Gaza on Thursday as it pounded the tiny coastal strip in retaliation for the unprecedented weekend attack on Israel by the terrorist group Hamas. In a deliberate show of support for Israel, a U.S. official confirmed Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin plans to visit on Friday, a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Israel to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is SRN News. Early voting has begun in Ohio on a key abortion amendment.
In a vote being watched across the country, Ohio voters are deciding the future of abortion access in their state. On the ballot is Issue 1, a proposed constitutional amendment giving every person the right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Pro-life groups argue the amendment would jeopardize Ohio's parental consent requirements and that if approved, it would allow abortions to happen in the final stages of pregnancy. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Florida's Attorney General will oppose putting a proposed amendment protecting the right to an abortion on next year's ballot. Her opposition comes after a petition has reached enough signatures to trigger a language review by the state Supreme Court. Florida has enacted a series of pro-life laws over the past two decades, with Republicans controlling the governor's office and state legislature. This is SRN News. Might this be what she's smiling about? The Mona Lisa's given up a secret. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Scientists used X-rays to examine the chemical structure of a tiny speck of the masterpiece. They found the oil paint recipe Leonardo used as his base layer to prepare the panel had its own distinctive chemical signature, a rare compound, plumbonacrite, confirming what art historians had previously only hypothesized, that Leonardo most likely used lead oxide powder to thicken and help dry his paint as he began working on the now celebrated portrait of the woman with the enigmatic smile. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea is lashing out at the arrival of a U.S. aircraft carrier battle group in South Korea, calling it a provocation and again raising the specter of using a nuclear weapon to defend itself. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.